Picture this. You're scrolling at midnight, headphones on, coffee cooling beside you, when a simple mark, one confident curve, one color, stops your thumb. You tilt your head. You tap. That tiny pause, it becomes a conversation. I remember pitching for a bakery with only a sentence from the client, local but modern. So we invented a little midnight delivery bakery brief, sketched three fast visuals, printed a handful of stickers, and turned that curiosity into a paying client within a week.
Love that image. It nails why we do this. Make something people literally stop scrolling for. Today, we'll show you how to invent tight briefs that push decisions, three brief templates to try immediately, and how to test prototypes so they spark real conversations.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with my co-host, Wendy.
And I'm Wendy. Excited to pull apart the tools and hand you steps you can actually use between coffee and your next client call. Ready to jump in?
Let's start with a truth. Constraints are creativity's secret fuel. When you force one real choice, a persona, a single problem, or a tiny market, you cut through paralysis and make decisions that read instantly in a visual.
Hold on. Quick pushback. Some designers here make stuff up and think we're skipping discovery. I'm not sure everyone gets how these briefs fit into client work.
Totally fair. Let me be clear. Imaginary briefs are prototyping tools, not replacements for discovery. They give you a conversation starter and a testable asset. Example, we swapped a vague tech wellness brief for a persona, a sleep-deprived founder needing a 10-minute ritual, and suddenly, palette, type, and copy choices fell into place. That prototype led to a two-question validation chat, not a delivered, untested brand. Short circuit to clarity. Right.
Right, and from ProductionEyes, those early choices save time and money. Quick sketches reveal scale problems long before you send files to the printer. We once avoided a giant reprint because a thumbnail told us a mark wouldn't read at 10 feet.
Good point. So here's how we structure these tiny briefs. Three flavors, persona-driven, problem-first, and guerrilla market. Each nudges different design muscles and leads to pitchable, testable items.
Persona-driven is the easiest to start with. Pick a single person, age, job, obsession, and design for them. Example, Marisol, 29, freelance photographer selling preset packs. Deliverable? A hero social tile, a thumbnail logo, and a highlight ring accent color.
Problem first flips it. Pick one real pain and design its solution. Urban commuters spilling coffee becomes packaging, a quick poster, or a tactical sticker campaign. Constraints here push utility first decisions.
And guerrilla market is delightfully specific. Designed for the exact place you'll reach the audience. Pop-up kombucha bar at the farmer's market means visuals that read from a distance and cost under a few hundred to produce.
All right, time for a sketch-first demo you can follow with a pen or a mouse. I'm going to count you through the steps. Set a 5-minute timer. Go.
Wait, one tip before the timer. Use a thick pen or a fat digital brush for thumbnails. Big shape, speed, detail every time. Okay, start now.
5 minutes, 3 thumbnails. No color, no perfection. Then pick one and do a 10-minute refinement. Add one accent color and a single word of copy. Finally, mock it into context. Profile photo, business card, or billboard, depending on your brief.
When you hit the mock-up, do a tiny print run if you can. 50 stickers or a stack of 4x6 flyers. Put them where the audience is. Measure a single reaction. QR scans, DMs, or conversation starts. Small spend, measurable return.
Real talk. Some listeners worry they'll be judged for testing with rough work. Don't be. The goal is creating a conversation, not a final polished deck. Use a short validation line. Testing a visual for X. Does this feel like your brand? That one question opens useful feedback fast.
Exactly. That one question script and a two-choice validation survey are in our templates at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Use them to move from prototype to real client talk without overcommitting.
Let me give you a concrete MG Wallace-style story. We invented a persona brief for a night market pet treat stall. Playful type, limited palette. We made an Instagram tile, a 6x9 flyer, and a sticker. Printed 100 stickers, handed them out, tracked demo invite responses, 2 pitch meetings, 1 signed contract in 3 weeks.
Metrics are simple. Clicks on prototype links, responses to outreach, and pitch invites. If one of those moves, iterate. Change the persona, tweak the color, sharpen the copy. Fast cycles beat slow perfection.
Okay, time for a quick imagination break. 1 minute. We'll make 3 micro briefs together. Grab a pen. First prompt, pick a tiny niche. 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Niche. Be specific. Late night cyclists. Urban dog walkers. Indie board game creators. 10 seconds left. Lock it in.
Now, 30 seconds. One urgent problem they have. Keep it tight. Finding affordable branding. Standing out at weekend markets. No extra words, just the problem. Go.
Last 30, choose your display. If you pick sticker, design with big shapes. Social tile means thumbnail first. Flyer needs clear hierarchy. Headline, image, CTA. Pick and pencil that in.
Nice. If you sketched something in that minute, you already have a prototype. Next, digitize the strongest one, add one accent color, and share it where your audience hangs out. Track one metric for a week, clicks or messages.
Quick recap so you leave with a plan. First, constrain, persona, problem, or guerrilla market. Second, sketch first and keep tests cheap, thumbnails, one color, quick prints. Third, measure one simple metric and iterate fast. If you do one thing this week, make one prototype and share it.
1 week challenge. Create 3 micro briefs from our prompts. Make one prototype for each and pick the one that gets even a single positive response. That becomes your pitch starter.
And for templates, validation scripts, and example mockups, visit mwgdstudios.com/submit. Register there to download everything and submit prototypes for feedback.
That's a wrap on today's dive into making imaginary briefs that win real clients. Remember, your imagination is the ultimate canvas, but test what you paint. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something, hit subscribe, drop a review, and share it with a creator who needs a boost.
Next episode, we'll break down color systems that convert with a 2-hour palette challenge. Subscribe so you don't miss the mini workshop.
Until next time, imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.